In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight on 100.7 WHUD, a woman who went from accounting to accountability. Is that fair, Tracy? Tracy DeLucia is here.
Yes, that is fair to say.
You used to be an accountant.
Yes, I did.
Sure. Where are you living?
I'm in Hopewell.
A big, bad event took place in your life, kind of a turning point, right?
Yeah. I went underneath 18-wheeler with my son.
Where was this? How'd this happen?
This was on 684. I was going over Mount Kisco. I was working for a while. I was an assistant controller. I lost control of the car. The car just went, and we were perpendicular. We dragged down the highway. And I said, I'm going to die. This is it. And then all of a sudden, something pushed us out. We ended up in the median on the grass. Car ceased. Ambulance came. Obviously, 684 was completely closed off. The truck driver didn't know we were under there. And then when the boss said to me, when can you get back to work? My car's totaled. I'm trying to get through emotionally what just happened. And you're thinking about my job. I said, I really got to because I wanted a career in accounting. I was sitting for the CPA exam. That was it. And then I realized what was most important was my family. But music was always there. I was doing the national anthem for the Westchester Police Academy every year. But I did get into a band when my son was 3 months old and a cover band around here. And then we just kept writing. And then here we are.
And how, Tracy, did that horrible accident inform your songwriting?
It put a value on my life, on my children's life. The music we write today is basically the life I'm living right now and what I've always wanted to live. Keep writing music that touches people's lives, or even your life. Because that's really what it's about.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today on 100.7 WHUD, Tracy DeLucia. Tracy, why country? I hear your voice. I don't hear country in it.
I was getting my nails done up here, and one of the guys had to deal with Warner Music, and he told me, you got to meet with my producer up here. And I did, and we said we love the country genre. We started getting into it because we're all about family. We're raising our kids. We love it. And that was it. The first song I wrote, it was a country song, and it just took.
And how are you getting the word out about your music?
I am doing everything I can to get the music out. We have a very strong presence with Facebook pages, Happy Birthday in Heaven, which is another song I wrote, Merry Christmas in Heaven, another one, and it's gotten such a tremendous response. I just had an experience yesterday. I was in the hair salon, and a woman goes, is that Tracy DeLucia? And I'm like, I hear her because I'm sitting in the chair. I'm ready to get my hair done. And I look over, but I can't get in. She's like, oh, we were in the Boot Camp together, but I love your song, Happy Birthday in Heaven. I just played it for my daughter's birthday. Now, realizing she's catching me off guard, she's telling me about a daughter who passed. And I'm like, I stop for a moment. I go, oh my gosh, when did she pass? And she said, oh, a couple of years ago. But someone also gave me your song a couple of years ago of Merry Christmas in Heaven, which I absolutely love. So to me, those are just signs that you just got to keep moving forward, because music can be very discouraging because it's all about you making it happen.
You mentioned your website and your social media. What's your website?
My website is TracyDeLucia.com.
That's Tracy, TracyDeLucia.com.
Yeah.
And you got gigs coming up? You got shows?
August 14th, I will be at Red Wing Park in Hopewell Junction.
Gotcha. Good. Very nice.
And then I have another one August 21st, which is the Hudson Riff Fest from 3:35.
You know, I like your song, Forgiveness. It kind of reports that men aren't always wrong. So kind of sharing the blame in some.
Good point. I didn't think about that.
Well, because you look at it from a woman's point of view. I'm looking at it from a man's point of view.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to hear your song, Saying Goodbye Isn't Easy, a lovely tune. Who in the song is saying goodbye?
It's a mother-son relationship. I had come up with this idea. My aunt had lost her husband after 68 years of marriage. And I felt that, you know, I need to write something here because she can't move on. This is sad. So I came up with a melody, and I came up with Saying Goodbye Isn't Easy as my beginning of my chorus. I said, you know, I really don't want it to be too melancholy, and I don't want it to be sad, and I don't want anybody crying, but the whole song is about crying.
Yeah, well done. Everybody can use a good cry once in a while, Tracy.
Yes, yes. The actual storyline is about all the milestones, how we get through it, and letting go is so hard. And at the end, you'll hear the end. The end is so sad. It's really hard for me as a singer to sing it, you know, because it hits home for me. It was supposed to be I, and I changed it all to she and him and he, because first of all, I wouldn't be able to get through the song. And secondly, at the end, something happens to her, and I don't think I'd be able to sing that.
We're going to hear that in a moment. Tracy DeLucia in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. It is time to say goodbye, Tracy. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.